Trump is currently hijacking the RNC. He is currently restructuring the RNC to his benefit, first by placing his daughter-in-law as co-chair. Can you believe this?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, nepotism at, you know, its finest. Second, he is strategically placing others from his bevy of gutter snipes in positions of authority where they can restructure the RNC by cutting one-third of the jobs. And apparently the ones that still have jobs, they have to reapply for their jobs.
Yeah.
So that just puts him back at ground zero.
He'll secure who he wants in there, and he'll also underpace anybody that comes in at this
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Yeah. And the reason why he's doing this is to have the ability to move more money into his pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Currently, the RNC has $8 million for the election of Trump, and Trump has about $30 million of his own. Now, who knows if he's going to use that his own money for his election. Yeah, he hasn't done at this point yet. So
does he really have $30 million?
Exactly. Supposedly. That's why I said supposedly. In contrast, the DNC has over $100 million as of February.
Yeah, that was before the tri-presidential event that raised millions and millions and millions of dollars.
A lot of money.
Yeah, it did very well because, well, they're cooler.
So get back to this. In the restructuring of the RNC, the individual donor amount, $800,000 per donor.
Individual donor.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And my guess is, because he's only going to be able to serve another term, so he's going to be a two-term president, but split in between if he's reelected, okay? Or if he's elected again.
He won't be.
So my guess is, if this is done, and any money that's left over out of this, he's going to keep.
What makes you say that?
Viktor Orban. He wants to follow in that man's steps. So if he can pull a Viktor Orban, he will keep that cash.
Vicky. Come on, Vicky.
Come on in. Over here. Come on in and join the conversation.
That's right. That was Ben Screwed in Crazy in Under 3 Minutes.